Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us is the WIP reporter.
Yes.
Fresh off a manly hug with, who did he say, Jordan Matthews?
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Shore Parks here. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is this true or not, Elliot? Did you hug Jordan Matthews yesterday?
I mean, real recognize real. That's all I can say, right? Like, as soon as he got in there, you know, what can I say?
All right, but let's start with that, Elliot, because I said at the start of the show, this is really one of the nicest, most fun guys we had here. You covered him every day. Tell us a little bit about Jordan Matthews' personality.
Yeah, I mean, this is he's a great guy, and this is why I don't understand why there's been so much backlash to the signing. When you think of everything he accomplished in the city for the 3 years he was here and just how he embraced the city and all that. But, yeah, no, he's been a great guy to work with, and I was lucky enough to hug him. So what can I say? I can't complain.
Were you there when he said that the only thing to do in Buffalo was his wife?
I was. It was quite a line. Yeah, I was there for that.
Because that's natural fun stuff or that kind of thing.
Wings,
Elliot, can he help right away? If they need a big third down, can they go to a guy who really hasn't played much in the last year plus?
Well, the good news is the last time he really did play, it was with Carson Wentz. And that's why I think a big reason why they brought this guy in, because when you have Carson coming back from the ACL, it's going to be his first game. I think there is a safety net factor there with Jordan Matthews. He was someone that Wentz went to a lot on third downs, 2 years ago when he was here. So, yeah, I mean, the health is a bit of an issue after, he had a hamstring issue in New England, and that's why he was released. But the Eagles say he's good to go. Jordan said he's good to go. So I do think he can come in and contribute right away.
Did his relationship, which apparently continued after the trade, did his relationship with Wentz have anything to do with his coming back?
Doug said it didn't. And Carson said that he didn't have any input in it. But, like I just said, I can't imagine it doesn't play a factor, because with how desperately the Eagles needed someone to come in on Sunday, if you bring in someone that's never been here, they have to learn the playbook. They have to, adjust to just even moving here and to the culture and everything. Jordan knows all that. He's familiar with the playbook. He knows a lot of the teammates, obviously his relationship with Wentz. So I do think it did play a factor in their decision to bring him in.
All right. Clearly, at least tell me if I'm wrong here, it didn't appear they had that much interest in Josh Gordon. Is that correct?
I think there was some interest there.
Okay.
I do. I mean, a guy like that with that much talent, I think that, the Eagles, one thing Howie likes to say is his job is to look into every player that's available. So I can't imagine they didn't look into Josh Gordon. But I just think at the end of the day, he's a bit unreliable at this point. And Jordan Matthews, at least, like I said, can come in, can play right away, knows offense. That wouldn't have been the case with Josh Gordon.
But even with Matthews, they only have four wide receivers on the roster. Is Jeremy Maclin waiting in the wings? Is he a possibility, Elliot?
Well, there was a report by John Clark they were going to bring him in next week. I would be surprised if they signed him in addition to Matthews. Just because, even though they only have four, I do think Alshon is closer to returning than, further away. I would, maybe week four, I think, is a possibility for him.
Right.
So that would be your fifth guy right there. And I also think you're going to see Dallas Goedert, start to take a bigger role in this offense. So that'll help them out as well.
Gross comments about, we got to find, I'm going, you're the one in charge of finding the way to get
him
more involved. So why are you saying we got to, what did you forget about him?
Yeah, the weird thing with Goddard is, you wonder if there's, if they're protecting him and they don't want to just kind of, blast him through the media. But it just doesn't make sense to have a guy that you picked that high up in the draft, not play as much, especially when I saw him every day in training camp. The guy is an amazing receiving tight end. I mean,
wow.
He has great hands. And you saw the catch he almost made against the Falcons in the end zone. So I do think you'll see him start to play more and more. But it's clear that they want to bring him along slowly and not put too much on his plate. Before they feel he's ready.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Wentz, both as a person and as a quarterback. We'll start the person thing. So yesterday he's talking about what he went through before they finally gave him the green light to play. And listen to this. I thought this was awesome.
I mean, obviously, I was excited. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's been quite the grind of an offseason. And just throughout all of this, a lot of the unknown of when and all those things. I mean, I know you guys were dying to know. I was dying to know at the same time, you know. So it was a lot of excitement, a lot of built-up almost anxiety over when was going to be that time. So almost relieved to finally, you know, be cleared and get back out there.
What fuels him, Elliot? He is such a determined athlete. Where does it come from?
Well, two things. One, I thought yesterday he showed more emotion. I mean, he likes to keep his personal life pretty personal to a certain degree. Yep. I thought he was very, very emotional yesterday in terms of talking about it. But I think at this point what fuels him is the fact that Nick Foles is a Super Bowl MVP and this team won a Super Bowl without him. I mean, before that, I think, you know, he just wanted to meet the expectations of being the number two pick. But I really do think, like, the process of having to sit on the sideline for that Super Bowl and, you know, watch, yeah, he certainly played a part in it, but watch Nick Foles win that Super Bowl MVP. I think Carson's more driven than ever to make sure that he goes and gets at least one more ring, and, you know, he does kind of have that moment that Nick had.
All right, now, Elliot, a lot of callers, not just on our show, and all the shows are WIP. Fans have called in expressing real concerns about whether, you know, Wentz will be able to weather the storm when he takes his first few hits. They would not do this. The surgeon would not clear him if they did not think he was capable of taking the normal hits that a quarterback takes, right? Is there any reason to be really, really worried on Sunday?
No, I don't think there's any reason to be worried at all. I mean, look, it's a physical game. Like, none of us can promise that any player on the roster is going to go out on Sunday and not get hurt. But the Eagles have a really good track record of, you know, bringing guys along slowly. You look what they did with Sidney Jones last year. I mean, they sat him out probably 4 or 5 weeks longer than they had to, and they let him play in week 17, and now they're reaping the benefits of that this year. But the other thing with Wentz is I feel like people think he needs to change his playing style. He needs to do a better job protecting himself. He did a really good job of protecting himself last year. He just unfortunately got hit. That, you know, it happens, that one hit where he's diving in the end zone. So, look, I think the Eagles have been extremely cautious with him. I think Wentz is smart when it comes to protecting his body. Doesn't mean he guaranteed won't get hurt, but I don't think Eagles fans need to worry about the fact that about them bringing him along too fast or anything like that.
All right, Elliot, I do have one fear, and it's not his health. It's that somehow the Eagles put a clunker up and lose to the Colts and go to 1-2 because their defense on the road is not the same defense we see at the Link. How big a threat are the Colts on Sunday?
You know, the fact that they have Frank Reich and the fact that they have Andrew Luck is a bit of a concern. But, you know, you just mentioned that this Eagles defense is way better at home than they are on the road. And I just can't imagine this team falling to 1-2. I'm not saying it'll be pretty. You know, I think Wentz could have some rust. But the Eagles are just so tough to beat at the Link. And I don't think the Colts are good enough yet to come into the Link and beat the Eagles. So I do think they win the game. It wouldn't surprise me, though, that was somewhat close.
All right. I know you guys asked this question this week, but now I got to ask it. Why are they twice as effective? 12.3 points at home, 27.5 on the road since the beginning of last year. What's going on? Why are they so much better at home?
You know, it's tough for any of the players to explain when I ask them. You know, I asked Fletcher Cox. He basically said, look, we just have to play better. And it is tough to think of a reason, right? Because it's not like baseball where the fields are different dimensions. I mean, it's the exact same field when they go into these away games. But, you know, I think it was Jalen Mills said the crowd, or it was Brandon Graham, actually. Brandon Graham said that the crowd at the Link really does give them that extra energy, which is great to hear if you're a fan. But, as also rooting for them, you need them to bring that same energy when they're on the road. So it definitely is something that they have to rectify, because – getting that number one seed would be awesome if you're the Eagles, but if you don't, that means you're going to have to go on the road. So they definitely need to fix it. Whatever the issue is, they need to fix it.
And Elliot, I know when you're at NJ.com, you are widely regarded as the expert on the Eagles, as you are now here at WIP. So I'm not going to lie to you, there's more pressure. I turn to you now, Elliot Shore Parks. Who's going to win by what score Sunday at the Link?
I think the Eagles win 24-17.
Well, you know what? We'll take that. We'll
right,
take that, and we'll be fine with
right
that.
Right on the line.
I'll say this. The 17 would be more than the defense usually gives up. But Andrew Luck and Frank Wright are there. Reich are there. Elliot Shore-Parks, as always, very illuminating, my friend. And thank you very much. And next time we see you, we would like a hug also.
All right, no problem, Angela. I can't wait.
And that's
can't
not going to happen. He just lied. Ladies and gentlemen, he just lied. Thank you, Elliot. Hell, he's not. I don't. Very, very few people greet me with a hug.
Hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.